This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott.
During the next few weeks, we'll be hearing from some of the world's largest companies about big one-time write-downs against their financial results. Think multinationals like Microsoft, Alphabet, and Johnson & Johnson. Many are expected to warn that their profits will be hurt by the huge bills they have to pay to the IRS. It's part of the new tax law. But as Marketplace's Sabri Benishour reports, those write-downs are but small setbacks on the way to big windfalls.
For decades, U.S. multinational companies have been hoarding the cash they earn abroad, keeping it offshore so they wouldn't have to pay taxes on it. Well, now they have to pay.
It doesn't matter whether they bring the profits back or not. Those profits that they previously acquired are taxable.
Eric Toder is at the Urban Brookings Tax Policy Center. Under the new tax law, companies have to pay between 8 and 15% on the profits they earned abroad between 1986 and 2017.
That is going to be a lot of money for some companies.
BP just said it's paying $1.5 billion in taxes in the fourth quarter of 2017. Goldman Sachs says it's going to have to pay $5 billion. We're probably going to hear this from a lot more companies in the next quarter or two. So let's all have a moment of silence for the overseas profits of large multinational corporations.
No.
Michaeli Morrow is a tax professor at Suffolk University in Boston.
The tax system is going to be different now.
Multinational companies who've been wanting to bring money home are in for a big payoff.
Anything going forward that's earned in those foreign countries is not going to be subject to U.S. tax.
There is a minimum tax that companies may have to pay, but at the end of the day, companies operating in most countries are not going to owe much, if anything, in U.S. taxes on profits earned abroad. Also, small detail, adds Eric Toder.
The tax rate on domestic profits is going down from 35 to 21%.
So yes, multinational companies are going to pay a big one-time tax, but they're going to get a big tax break for many, many years to come. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.